T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thursday is second debate. Technically, it was supposed to be the third one, but it's the final debate between Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. I guess going into it, what's your expectations?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I expect to see more of the same. I've heard, you know, some reports along the lines that, you know, Donald Trump may soften his approach. I don't know if that's going to happen. We've had very similar kinds of reports kind of filter through about previous contests of this nature, and those have not come to fruition. So I expect, you know, within the rules of the new structure, more of the same.
What do you think about this idea, though, that's being presented? The new rule says that the moderator can turn off the microphone. It's something that people have been clamoring for years, knowing how these debates can go, and it looks like we're finally going to see it in action on Thursday.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting experiment. Certainly would seem to shut down the kind of, talking over each other that we've all become accustomed to from, you know, cable news and various talking head type programs. So it might be an interesting way forward, not just for debates, but for how we do political discourse more generally.
Okay, so looking at these two candidates, what do they have to accomplish tomorrow in order to win the presidency?
That's a great question. I guess my answer is going to assume that debates matter, which there's actually some question about in a lot of different circles. But I think that Donald Trump has, you know, two ways to go about this, to make up a lot of the lost ground that he's been trailing. He either has to double down or he has to appeal to the center. And I think the first debate showed that his preferred strategy is to double down, you know, really go after the kinds of voters who supported him in 2016, who are his hardcore base, and the people who are going to turn out for him. Or he can, you know, maybe have some hope of turning the center, making some inroads into the suburbs again, like he did in 2016. I think that those avenues are rapidly closing off to him. So his best bet, as much as we might not like to see it, probably is to double down on some of the strategies that we've seen from him. And as for Joe Biden, he just needs to kind of be there for the most part. You know, he's very much in an advantaged position going into this contest.
Do you think that this final debate is going to make or break a candidacy? I can't imagine anybody's truly going to be swayed from one position to the other just from tonight's debate. But that being said, if something absolutely catastrophic happens, I'm sure people could be turned off by wanting to vote. But do you think there's anything that they could do to, I guess, make it, so to say? They could do everything to break it, but can they do anything to make it?
Probably not. I mean, one of the things we've seen in the polls is that they're just so ossified. I mean, they're stable. They're really, I'm not sure that this is true in the whole history of polling back to the 1930s, but it's really some of the most stable polls I've ever seen. Usually you get polling numbers that are variable across the board, and then eventually they start to converge toward the answer toward election day. We saw that in 2016 where things were moving around. We don't see that this year. And so I really think that people are pretty set in their ways, and that very little is going to change them in either direction.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.